Welcome back to the Resurrected Winners U podcast. I usually do a spiel, don't I? But this is because this is a special one, there's no point. I'm David, I'm sitting with Alex, and we've got KDB back to do another draft podcast. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, you're like, what is a draft podcast? Alex, you're far more succinct at telling people what a draft podcast is.
Oh, David, you do the intro, and then shortest intro ever, now Alex does it. Okay,
pass it to Alex. Yeah.
Okay, so... how many have we done of these now? This is draft number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Draft number 8. There is a league table, which I will reveal in a minute. But the premise of this draft is we have started in the year 2001. We are moving up year at a time. We each draft 10 games from the chosen year of the time. Today is 2008. We will, at the end of it, when we all have 10 picks each, 30 games in total, we will check all of their Metacritic scores and get a total. And whoever has the highest total score at the end wins. David is currently top of the league table with 17 points. You get 3 points for a win, 2 for second place, 1 for third place. I have 14 and Kelsey has 11. David has 4 wins. I have 2. Kelsey has the 1. The winner last time was, of course, David, who won by 5 points.
Good about this one. I think this is going to be... one where I fall.
Sure. I typically do my list for the current round of draft picking immediately after the previous draft because I get the flavor, I get the taste. Yeah. Yeah. And I can't let it go. So this has been listed for like months.
Is it going to be as big a surprise to you what we've picked as it is to us? Have you already forgotten?
I sort of see how long ago I actually wrote this. November 21st, 2023 is when I compiled my draft picks. when we thought we were going to have to do this a few weeks ago right at the last second, I actually did compile a list for David of almost completely different things that I thought he might enjoy more than me. I almost helped you with your draft picks, but I didn't need to in the end. I'm excited. I think there's some great games here. I don't know. You guys seem to have fewer than me.
There's some great games on here. I'm just not convinced they scored particularly high in Metacritic.
Yeah, I wonder if David's right. Because I look at my main 10 and it's like, there's a couple of my favourite games of all time on here. But did they get 9s? Did they get 10s? Possibly
not.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I don't know if this is a spoiler. Like, Mirror's Edge is a game that I think is fantastic. I don't think that scored more than... 85.
That's not even bit. That was completely omitted from my list for that very reason, I would have thought, from me.
It may or may not be somewhere on mine, but like I said before we started recording, I usually have a lot of backups. I have 4. I have 4 backups today, so I may run into trouble very quickly.
That is
so
wild. I've
got the 2008 list open just in case I need to jump back into that.
Yes, that will be in the podcast description for those listening, so you can play along at home.
Annoyingly, I usually write down some games I'm entertained by the name, but I don't seem to have done that this time because there were some crackers on this list.
It's worth reminding everybody that David does his on paper still.
I do. Yep. I do. I write all the games out on paper that catch my eye, then I go through the list and highlight the games that I want to pick, and then I pick the highlighted games until I run out. And then I start picking the rest from the rest of the list.
What's your handwriting like these days? Because whenever I have to write anything on paper, which is like never, I write like a fucking 5-year-old because it's just,
my handwriting
I just don't do it anymore.
Terrible. Yeah.
Hey, what age do you think you stop joining up your letters? Because I don't do that at all anymore, but you have to do that at secondary school. We did anyway, right? Americans
are
called cursive, I assume. Yeah, but mine is all just like spaces. I don't join my letters up at all anymore.
No, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I still write joined up. Yeah. There was a period where, so when I was doing my apprenticeship just after I left school, in a And I worked in a workshop. We had to write in capitals, and I kind of switched to that for a while because I had to do it so often. But I lost that, and yeah, I think that's why my writing's so terrible. It's because I write joined up, and it's just a scroll.
It's faster.
My writing's much neater. Yeah,
it takes me longer to write now.
Yeah, mine comes out like a really rough Comic Sans. Like that's the best way I can describe it. It looks terrible. Writing birthday cards or anything.
As long as it's not just Wingdings.
Oh, just took my joke there.
Sorry, Alex.
I mean, this is not a humble brag because it's just an outright brag. But my former Japanese teacher used to say that my Japanese handwriting was really nice when I was learning. So there we go. Couldn't understand half of it or say any of it, but she said my writing was very nice. She said it was like a Japanese person, which I think was a lie. Ooh. I think that was just her being pleasant and kind.
She's making you
feel
that's
good. Kind of what Japanese women do. They don't like confrontation, so let's just tell him it's nice.
I have to start this. I'm eager to start.
Do we do it that the loser goes first? Is that right?
Yeah. Is that how we did it?
And then second place goes second, and the first place goes last. So, Kelsey, you're up first, then me, then David. Then David will go second in round two.
I will
go first in round two, and Kelsey will go last. It just go. You go up the number every time until you get to one, then you drop back down to three, and that is
okay.
How it works.
I feel like every time we do this, you explain that, and I still don't understand.
I feel like I explain it worse every time, and then confuse myself as I say it.
There's a spreadsheet I can look at, isn't there? I think I surprise myself by remembering that.
Yeah, that one is not written in your notebook. That one is, you have to use a computer for that one.
Unfortunately.
Imagine if it was like a live doc, but it was in his notebook, and every time I type something, it just like scrawls itself for him. Like that TV show Ghostwriter. Do you remember that? Or was that a computer? Was that a computer?
It won't be long before we have tech like that.
What was that?
Ghostwriter. It was something like some kids found a shitty like Apple II or something, and then it started like talking to them. It would just like write stuff, and it would tell them about crimes, and they'd have to go find whether like help the police catch the criminal because the ghost machine had told them where the crime was going down. It's like a lazier Minority Report for children.
Is that like one of those BBC children's programs?
Might have been. Right when David's saying he's hankering to get started, we're talking about the most utter shit of TV shows. Ghostwriter was 1992, by the way, and it was on BBC, whoever asked that question.
Yeah.
Ghostwriter was critically acclaimed.
Ooh, I have to get the DVD.
And honoured for presenting a realistic, ethnically diverse world in its two-hour mystery stories.
Oh, fabulous.
It ranked
ahead of
in
its
the
time.
Top five of all children's... No, that's not. That's citation needed. I'm not even reading that out. I'm not giving that the time of day.
Well, there's something called Ghostwriter on Apple TV, so there's something for you to
they
watch.
They solve neighbourhood crimes and mysteries as a team of youth detectives with the help of a ghost named Ghostwriter. It can communicate with children only by manipulating whatever text and letters he can find and using them to form words and sentences.
I'm sure I do vaguely remember it.
Don't know why I remember it. Anyway.
Anyway, talking about imprints.
I had an extra Audible credit. So I decided to spend it on... I didn't realise he had one, but John Romero's got an autobiography out, so I've been listening to that today. It's quite good. I can recommend it if you haven't made it there yet.
Did he talk about when he met me?
Yeah, you're chapter 1, 2, and 7.
Doom Guy, that one.
Yeah.
I have that on my list. It's been sat there for about a year and a half, just never listened to it.
I'm going to go back to listen to... is it Masters of Doom?
Oh yeah, that's about like all of them, isn't it?
Look
around
for it.
Studio, yeah,
yeah. Because I think the representation of his sort of stepdad and stuff is very different in that book than what it is in Doom Guy.
Right, okay.
You're going to play Bobby Fish and try and find Where's the Lie, and try. You're going to cross. What's the word? Compare.
Cross examine.
I don't know what the word is. Cross examine. Yeah, that'll do.
Cross examine. Yeah.
I could see you sinking, Alex, and I couldn't reach out because I just didn't know where you were reaching for. You had a hand up looking for help, and I just didn't know where it was. It was dark, and I just had to watch you squirm in your seat there for a moment until KDB came to rescue.
You're going to cross-reference the two books to find out how much truth John Romero is telling.
Yes.
Cool. Seemed like a lovely man when I met him.
I'm going to take him to video game court. Oh, no, that's a podcast I think I've just accidentally referenced when I was meaning to reference Phoenix Wright.
Oh, yeah, Games Court, which I've also appeared on.
Yeah.
God, I'm so famous.
Such a famous
man. Right, Kelsey,
man.
Off you go, mate. Round one.
Right, let's go. 2008. We're starting big. Why not? Gears of War 2.
Oh, we had to.
I felt like I had to.
You had no choice.
There was another big one that I was going to go for, but I thought, no. What kind of podcast host of a Gears of War podcast would I be if I didn't choose it? I'd be disowned by you both, and you'd continue it without me.
We'd have no choice,
yeah,
really.
I'd make you. Gears of War 2, which I still remember seeing the trailer to this day. You remember they ripped off basically the Apple campaigns with the contrasted. Apple used to do colours like black and white on like a colourful background. And then the Gears of War 2 trailer was just black on red, and it had the Locust and Marcus running towards each other and doing the chainsaw battle,
yeah,
which was like the big new mechanic.
So it did.
And I'm pretty sure, so what was that, probably 2007? Yeah, it's like back in the still relatively early YouTube days and internet trailer stuff kicking off. I still remember seeing the premiere of that trailer to this day. And I remember tweeting about it one day, and the guy who cut the trailer said, he replied and was like, it was one of his proudest moments. They were all just so proud of this thing that they put together for the game, which showed nothing from the game but got everyone really, really hyped, including me. So
fantastic game, one of my most played online games ever as well.
Yeah, perfect horde mode.
yeah
horde mode was it. It wasn't in the first one, was it? It sort of arrived and peaked in two.
Yeah. Two, there was less like buying stuff, right? It was just pick stuff, put it up, crack on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Three, and then now it was the one that had the chest where you could buy upgrades and sort of create a little camp that I liked. Was that three, and then four, they introduced cards and things like that. And
it
was four or five you and I played. I started playing that online with you and someone.
The Fabricator and the cards came in four, yeah.
I think it was four you were playing, David. If only we're on a podcast, so we might cover that. At some point before we die.
We shall. We'll get there. All good things.
Oh, it's me, isn't it?
I think you say so.
And I do. I think there are bigger games from a commercial standpoint. Are there, though? That's probably bollocks as well. I'll probably just stop saying things aren't true and just say Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
Because I think that was such a return to form that I imagine everybody lost their minds as much as I did. I didn't expect me to pick that one first, but something's just spoken to me. A ghostwriter, if you will, has manipulated my thoughts.
I had a little Street Fighter 4 feeling. I didn't really play Street Fighter 4. I think this has reminded me of like the brief period of time I lived with someone I used to work with when I was at uni, while I was at uni, which wouldn't have been 2000. Did we start uni in 2008? That would be right. That would be about right. So yeah, possibly was. I played it a couple of times with my flatmate, and then never again. So that's my entire life experience for you with Street Fighter 4.
I don't think I've ever played it, to be honest.
Really? I played so much Street Fighter 4.
I'm like the fighting games, I just fell off after the early Tekkens and stuff, and then after that played didn't really play really any fighting games until Injustice Gods Among Us came out.
Loved that game.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. I think Street Fighter 4 is probably the last fighting game I properly put any time into, other than Injustice, but that was just playing through the campaign, not trying to play
online
or anything like
that. I also played a lot of Def Jam Vendetta, you know. Who didn't?
Exactly. Well, that's not a straight up like
fighting / wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. I want to play that game again soon. That's the round one. We're into round two, which means I get to go. No, David's not picked.
I haven't picked a game yet. I am on this podcast, I think.
You never played Street Fighter 4, so you're both dead to me.
There's one here that it's just not a David game, but I think it's a banker. Don't know whether to pick that. I'm not going to pick it. I'm going to pick and make a play for one of KDB's other podcasts, Fallout 3.
That's what I was going to go. Oh, no, actually, no. That's not the game I've got at the top of my list. There's one higher.
What was your initial experience with Fallout 3, David? Do you remember?
Yeah, I absolutely loved this game. And I think, I don't know why, but randomly the other day I was thinking about Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, and I wonder if in terms of pure hour count I put more hours into 4, but I think 3 is my favourite of those two. The one that I eternally want to go back to is Fallout New Vegas. I think I've put about like 10 to 15 hours into that and then fell off. But I want to go back because people say that that is sort of story-wise one of the better ones.
It's got some really good PC mods as well. I've got the PC version recently for, well, so therefore you do too.
Nice. I really was a big fan of Fallout 3.
Yeah,
that was like straight off the back of, I remember I've got this like, I don't know, I was going to call it a gaming epiphany, but that's not quite the right term, sort of this like come to gaming Jesus moment where like I remember playing Oblivion for the first time and I didn't like it and then traded it in and got something else. And then for some reason I just decided my friend got it and I was around at his house and I just put it on for a bit and the game just blew my mind when I suddenly got it. I think the first time you leave the dungeon and the game just sort of says off you go, and that I found that so intimidating. But I don't know if I just matured or it suddenly clicked in my head and that I just sort of absolutely fell in love with that game. And then Fallout 3 was sort of that bit sci-fi in my head at the time. So when that came along, I just dived straight in and loved it, every minute of it. Is it Fallout 3 that's got the vault with all the Garrys in it? Or is that 4?
Yeah, that's 3.
That's probably the favourite vault I've ever stumbled across, because I just did it by accident. I didn't know it existed. That was sort of, obviously, during internet time, but I didn't know it was there and just came in and, yeah, that was one of my favourite Fallout moments.
Yeah, it's a great moment.
Yeah,
I did as much as I could in that game. All the DLC, everything. Loved it.
Yeah, it's easily my favourite one. I do sometimes think about New Vegas being up there, but I think 3 is the best. And it's funny, you said you started uni in 2008. 2008 is when I graduated. Fallout 3 almost cost me my degree, because when I was supposed to be writing my dissertation, I'm telling you now, I just put it off and off to play Fallout 3. And a bit like you, I was just kind of like blown away by it. And I think I didn't really play RPGs, to be honest. I did like Oblivion, and Oblivion was the thing that kind of converted me to fantasy. But Fallout 3 was the one I really dived into. And yeah, but I should have been finishing up my degree, and I was just, I remember being at home, like, playing it. That's back in the day when you're at uni, you might have a part-time job or something, but you will have days where you have nothing to do, and all you do is just play games for 10 hours. And, you know, those days are kind of gone now. But,
oh, so good, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm the same though. I didn't really play RPGs at that point either. Mm. And I remember it must have been like Games TM, I think I saw it in, and just I loved the aesthetic of it, and like the post-apocalyptic style with this VATS thing that looked really weird. And it was also a shooter, so it was kind of an easier in for an RPG for me, because I liked shooters already. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what to expect. I did not expect to be sucked in. It's probably one of the longest games I'd ever played at that point in terms of like a campaign that carried on going, you know, FIFAs and whatever, you'd play them indefinitely. But that was a life changer, that one.
It really is when you think back to it, because I was going to say, I also didn't really play RPGs until sort of the Oblivion era got me, but I wonder if I did, and I just wasn't really cognizant of genres and video games so much, because I used to play and love Fable. I remember going to school and speaking to one of my friends about Fable for hours on end, and I guess that's an RPG, but it never clicked that's what that was, and maybe I just sort of started to realise what they were. And then sort of I'm trying to think of like the most important games to me over the last 20 years, and most of them are RPGs, I think. Like Oblivion, Mass Effect series, The Witcher.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about David's gaming life.
All right, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Another. I played that last year.
Yeah, you did.
Still very good.
It might be my favourite Grand Theft Auto. It's certainly the one I've played, again, the most. Leaning into Kelsey's point about being at university and having more time to fuck about on games.
Yeah.
5 I never finished, and I liked and enjoyed mostly from afar the previous Grand Theft Auto games. I owned them all, but I would jump in and they were always a little bit clunky, and I'd like to go around and get 5 stars and get the army after me and have a laugh and listen to the soundtrack of Vice City. But I never beat a Grand Theft Auto game till 4, because for me they were just like, I wasn't taking anything seriously enough gaming wise at that point. I was just having fun, whereas GTA 4 is when I was sort of serious gaming at that point.
I guess, to be fair, when 4 came along, it was such a like dramatic difference in storytelling compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
I think I said this to you at the time, but my feeling when I came away from it was that it was the story was just sort of meh, but the characters were awesome, and it was fun just seeing the sort of ridiculous GTA-style situations that the game would throw the characters into, and like how Nico would react while all this chaos is unfolding around them. Mm-hmm. Very well made characters.
And a really intricately designed world as well, like the, you know, the heart inside the Statue of Liberty and all that kind of stuff. There was loads you know, it felt like there was way more almost like playground stuff you could talk to your mates about, having, you know, have they done this and have you flown a helicopter and, you know, all that kind of crazy shit that I didn't have with the original games because I was probably playing Nintendo instead, to be honest.
Fair. It's funny though, I think those days are maybe long, for me at least, long gone. Again, like when I played GTA, I've got no interest in just messing around in those worlds anymore. No. I don't know if like GTA 5 Online has ruined me for that, but I just have no interest. I just want missions to do, things to maybe explore and see, and then, yeah, I'm not just going to drive around and try and get the police on me. Maybe it's an age thing.
We've said it before, we'll say it again. We just want Mafia 2 in every open world. Yes. Every open world game should just be like that.
Which I maintain is a sort of like early days Shadow of Mordor type thing, with the where you had to go after, like, that's the, is it Mafia or am I thinking of the Godfather?
I think you're thinking of the Godfather.
I'm thinking of the Godfather. Mafia 2 is Goodfellas, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. But you're talking about the Nemesis thing.
Yes, the Nemesis system. Yeah, sorry, I realized I did like full on eject from that sentence, but it's when I realized I wasn't talking about the correct game. I thought, well, there's no point in continuing.
That Warner Brothers have patented but won't use ever again.
What the hell?
Bunch of twats. Right.
It's me, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is.
All right. What am I going to go for here? I feel like because it is and a winner is you.
Of course. You have to.
Covered game.
Just do it.
There's two of them here.
Oh.
Which one am I going to pick? I'm going for Dead Space.
Yeah, of course you are. Say.
One of my favourite games ever. What a game.
There's... Yeah, it's a game that I probably would have been interested in anyway, but I feel like review scores must have drawn me to want to play that because it was an EA game, it was a new franchise, like, it has to have scored well.
I'm hoping that the sort of Resident Evil 4 reviewers got on that. I think it maybe would do well. KDB, what are you up to? Game-wise, have you picked? No, it's you.
No, it's me now, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go for a game which I do not like, but I presume everybody just loved at the time, and it
was
highly.
The one I was looking at,
and this is Metal Gear Solid 4. Now this is one of my ones that's towards the bottom of my list.
Same.
I feel like it would have just been praised for everything it did and being the technology wise and stuff and all this kind of stuff. I love Metal Gear Solid. I hate Metal Gear Solid 4. It's borderline unplayable. It's barely a video game.
I've never played it and I've never had any inclination, but why is it?
Because it's you, that meme about it being too many cutscenes. It's like, yes, there's too many cutscenes. You're playing for 30 seconds at a time. Sometimes you literally take 10 steps forward, there's a cutscene for 5 minutes. You take another 20 steps forward, go left, there's another cutscene. And I kind of thought maybe this is going to stop doing this after a couple of hours. No, it just carries on. And it is a movie where you take a few steps in between now and again. And then the combat isn't even that good. It felt just not as enjoyable as MGS3, which, you know, the combat's not amazing in that, but something about 4 just felt it's too open. There's nowhere really to hide, which was the kind of the tagline of the game, I think, nowhere to hide. Yeah, I've got real bugbear about
stealth.
It because, yeah, I love a lot about Metal Gear, but and I've never played it start to finish. I've sat through and watched cutscenes, and I have it, and I have a PS3, and I've tried to play it, and I just can't. I've just given up. I do not have time to just sit there, watch 15 minutes of cutscenes, play for 1 minute, watch another 15 minutes of cutscenes. So, yeah, but I'm picking it because I presume it's rated highly, and, you know, because it's Kojima and etc.
I've got a memory, and I don't know, I could be pulling this completely out of my bumhole, but I do have a memory that IGN gave it a 10 out of 10, and it was controversial, both because people gave it that, but also of the people that, like, there's like very much two camps in this game, I think, if memory serves correctly.
Yes, they did give it a 10.
So you're off to a good start with that.
Yeah. It's the one, I love Metal Gear 2 as well, I mean.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to play 4.
Yeah,
just because,
don't bother.
Yeah, I must have
just
heard
watch cutscenes on YouTube. Story's kind of cool if you watch.
You basically play the game.
Yeah, you don't need to play it.
I don't have a massive like Metal Gear history. I've played 1, 2, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Never played any of the spin-offs.
We're changing that this year. It's got an anniversary coming up. We're getting to it.
3 was the game. Not to go off on a tangent, that's the first game. One of the games that I played early, so this is on PS2, what did it come out? 2004? 3? Something like that. I played for like 3 hours and then the credits rolled, the opening credits. And I just sat there and dropped the controller and couldn't believe that I'd been playing for that long and it still hadn't run the opening credits. The game had never really done that.
One of my favourites. Bet you didn't even say, where's everybody going bingo either? Amateur.
I was a big fan of 5. But that's kind of unlike the other ones.
5 has the best gameplay by far. It's just it cuts off at the end because obviously they fell out with Kojima and stopped production. And it's so evident. The game just stops and that's it.
The one I want to get to at some point in my life is Peace Walker. I've heard a lot of people
raving
about that one.
Yeah.
Probably Kelsey.
Yeah, I've probably been banging on about it. The only thing I didn't like is you couldn't do the final boss unless you had done a load of the soldier grinding in MGS5. You know, you have to you get the soldiers and rank them up and stuff. That started in Peace Walker, and you can't do the final boss until you've got all your soldiers to a certain level. And I just couldn't be bothered to do that, so I never actually finished the final boss. But the rest of the game's great.
Japanese grind.
Yeah.
So that's round two. We're on to round three, and first pick is David.
Yeah. I'm between two now. There's one that I don't think I like, but I bet it scored well. And then there's another sort of a winner's you classic that I feel like probably did score well. So I'm going to go for that. I'm going to pick Left 4 Dead.
I'm just highlighting my list and taking out the ones that David's going to pick before he picks them. Because great choice.
Yeah, I'm going to run short really quickly here.
That's good. That has to do well. Because that was getting bumped. They probably got a load of the magazines, probably got all their PC mate writers to come in and freelance and give it a good score.
Alex, what do you think of this? I was listening to, obviously for listeners and for KDB's sake, Alex and I have been playing a bit of Helldivers 2 recently. And I was listening to a podcast when I was out with the dogs maybe Friday last week, and they were talking about Left 4 Dead, and they were saying that, talking about, it's funny that all the games that I've tried to copy Left 4 Dead over the years and sort of just failed for some reason or for whatever, just never sort of whatever captured that magic sauce that made Left 4 Dead great. And then Helldivers 2 has come along, not even tried to be Left 4 Dead, but it feels like a modern Left 4 Dead. What do you think of that as a statement?
It does make sense now you've made that statement. It feels like there was some kind of AI director going on there yesterday.
Well, if it was, it hated us.
But we were just trying to get on with our lives, and it just would not let us rest for a moment. And you did say, as you get further into the meta, you've got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Can I just say, obviously, I haven't played that game, but one thing I absolutely fucking love is the way that they deploy updates. So
good.
Things like the flying bugs and the secret energy weapons or something. They basically they tweet about it. They basically put it in the game without telling you and then deny that it's in the game and then in character kind of tweet about it as if no, don't believe this propaganda and stuff. That is
because it's all about,
that's genius. That's such a perfect touch rather than, hey guys, here's our new weekly update. We've got this, this and this. They're like, no, they're actually keeping the theme of the game going. And it's like, you talk with your mates. I saw a fucking flying bug in the game. No, you didn't. That's just... nonsense. Look, they've said it's not real, and then it actually is real. So that is fair play to them for that kind of thing.
Yeah, they even do that with their sort of weekly missions that they send out. They sort of announce it as a general order to Helldiver people, to soldiers, to there's a call to arms. Yeah, you're spot on. They're doing such a good job with that so far.
It's a blast,
especially given that it's an unexpected, the volume, the sort of size of success that it is unexpected. They seem to have managed to roll with it pretty well. and just sort of keep going. Sometimes you see live service type games get caught off guard and they sort of struggle to get their wheels up and running. Yeah. This one doesn't seem to have, other than
the capacity, the
stability stuff, issues that are ongoing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, who's talking about that now? They've moved on from that really quickly. Yeah. Kudos to them for that as well. I'm last, aren't I? So it's Kelsey next.
Oh, okie doke. Let's go for Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
The worst Smash Bros. Game. But that shouldn't stop.
But was it at the time? It's only in hindsight.
Yeah. It's the same with Mario Kart. Wait, is that in this one?
Oh, it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst Mario Kart. But I reckon that still got good scores.
You're probably right.
I quite liked the Smash Bros. Brawl single player subspace emissary thing because they had like weird cutscenes that were actually nicely animated and looked quite sharp.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Nintendo
yeah.
characters kind of fighting. The overall gameplay of it was pretty garbage, but I think me and my friend Simon were the only two people who actually wanted that in the subsequent Wii U one.
It was my introduction to it. It was all I knew. Me and a buddy of mine who had the GameCube before I had the GameCube. And we used to play it loads. Whenever I go around to his house, we'd play it. And so I just kind of had no complaints, really. I haven't really been, like, I've never been massively into Smash Brothers. I haven't played the most recent one, which everyone says is the greatest ever.
It's really good, but if you're an adult like we are and you don't have someone to play it with, it loses all point very quickly. It's not a single player experience, and their online code is garbage.
Mm.
So,
I feel like it's such a weird game, though. Like, I don't know. Like, it's basically like three buttons, right? Am I misunderstanding that?
Jump,
and that's
punch,
it?
And bigger punch.
Yeah, and I think maybe sometimes that's why. I'm not saying I didn't click with me. I enjoyed it and had fun, but I only have only ever played it as a party game. I've never played it by myself.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like it's just supposed to be like, 20 minutes, half an hour of fun, rather than really getting into it and like the tournaments that people do. It's insane.
Yeah, high level Smash is insane to watch. So, you know, they will say there's obviously a lot more strategy to it there, and there is.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
But if you're not taking it as seriously as that, and you're just playing it for the casual sense, you need to have someone to play it with, because by yourself, it just, as you say, it's 20 minutes and you're done.
Yeah.
That game, though, however, is an incredible, like, Nintendo museum. The amount of music that's in there and all these things that you can collect with these sort of gacha-style mechanics, like, that did make me keep playing Brawl for longer than I probably would have expected to, because they just threw so much Nintendo love in there. And obviously the additions of people like Sonic and Snake and whatever.
Yeah.
It's quite an event. I am going to go for something that I'm almost certain will have grabbed many a hipster 10. And I'm going to go with Braid.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That was my next one. Remaster coming out this year, if not already out. Is there not?
I believe so.
That's another game, a bit like fighting games, sort of. Played them from time to time and been sort of intrigued by from a distance, but never actually stuck with it for any length of time. But I like the art style for it.
I thought it was great at the time. I bought into the hype, but I don't ever want to play it again. I don't need to. I know what happens at the end. Or the beginning. Is it the beginning? Is the end the beginning?
Oh.
Spoiler.
Meta.
Right. We're on to round four. I am second. Who went second just then?
Kelsey,
you're up
second.
First.
I'm last. I've written my order because I know I'll get mixed up at some point.
So good idea.
My order through all my numbers.
I picked MGS, didn't I? Yep, that's done. David picked Left 4 Dead and fucking Dead Space. Jesus Christ. I'm going to go for Mirror's Edge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Mirror's Edge. Going to risk it.
Cool game.
A game that I've played a bit, but it's. I remember it's another one that just lots of friends banged on to me about it, but I was like, oh, it's fine. Didn't massively grab me, but I've not really devoted any time to it.
I was a huge fan. I really very much enjoyed it.
It is
when it came out.
Franchise. They did do more, didn't they?
Yeah, Mirror's Edge Catalyst was another one they did.
Yeah, I reckon it did well then.
I think it did that EA thing where they just never managed to. It was like reviewing fairly well, but just never got that sort of critical mass of people to purchase the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still quite a striking game, even to this day, I think.
How bad is that? I've already forgotten what the game is. Mirror's Edge. Yeah. Fucking hell. I've just been staring Cinema at my team. List while you were talking, and just I just went out of my head what was even picked. I'm getting torn at this point, Al, between games I don't like or have no like stake in, or picking mm-hmm. ones that I'm less bothered about but I know will have probably scored higher than the ones that I care about. So it's head or heart. And there are some that I don't know whether they transferred over to this part of the world at that point to the extent that they would do now. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, if you want to pick Snoopy DS, Let's Go Meet Snoopy and His Friends, just do it. Just go with your heart. No one will judge you.
Yeah.
I did see Asda had released the game in 2008.
Asda?
Asda, what?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to... Oh, there's one there that I reckon David's going to pick. And I've just got no idea about it because I don't like it or I didn't bother to play it. I'm going to leave that for him for a bit later. I'm going to go for... It's a P or a B. All right, I'll leave that for later. I'm going to go for Devil May Cry 4. Fuck it. Not a P or a B, I know. I just totally changed my mind. Right, never change your mind when taking a penalty, mate.
Is this the Devil May Cry that people got angry about?
No, that's DMC.
I don't think
which
so.
Which is the one that... Right, okay.
Devil May Cry 4, if I was to guess at a score right now, I'm going to say it probably has an 85. I swear, it's like you were saying earlier, it's all eights at this point. Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a low scoring one for sure. Yeah,
it's definitely one of the worst in the franchise, but I think it's still the base level quality is still way high enough that people probably were fans of it, even if they were slightly underwhelmed, would be my guess.
I was looking at this list that when I was making my list today, trying to work out if sort of, you know how we talked about like the Nintendo bump when we've picked another couple of games earlier on. I was wondering if like the PlayStation bump was in full swing yet for this, because there's a couple PlayStation games in here that I was looking at and I was like,
Well, the fucking Metal Gear 4 proved that, hasn't it? It's got 10. Don't talk yourself out of that Nintendo bump, by the way. Yeah. If you've listened to enough of the Back Page pod, you'll know how much Matthew Castle regrets the score that they gave to Mario Kart Wii. So I'll just leave that hanging in the air for you. Carry on.
Oh, I might pick that then.
I have a massive in like fiction and stuff like that. I absolutely bloody love alt history stuff.
Oh yeah.
During this era, Sony were doing like a mad, there's a few like games going about that was alternate history. It had the Resistance Fall of Man series, it was on the go. Another one that is, I think it was reviewed terribly, so it's definitely getting picked, Ben. Turning Point, Fall of Liberty.
Oh Jesus, I haven't thought about that in decades. Fucking hell.
Yeah, like on paper, those two games, or that franchise and that game, right up my street. I just could not get on with them. Like people, PlayStation fanboys, no, maybe not fanboys, people that had PlayStations and not Xboxes, used to absolutely rally behind the Resistance Fall of Man flag, and could not get on with it.
They had to.
Yeah, great idea that just never translated into a game. And
Halo Killer, right? What was that, Killzone? What was that supposed to be, the Halo Killer?
Killzone was actually quite good.
I think Resistance is supposed to be okay. You probably get an 80 for that at minimum.
The box art for is it?
Yeah, it's your Ollie Murs again.
Three.
Ollie Murs
one.
Ollie Moss.
Ollie Murs.
Ollie Murs box art. Yeah.
It's just on the front line. There's killing.
I mean, to be fair to you, there's almost definitely an Ollie Murs dance game on Wii at this moment in time, probably.
Yeah. Mel B.
I want to pick Burnout Paradise.
Ah, you fucker. That's when I was thinking it's a B or a P. That was the B. That must have got great scores because Burnout was awesome.
So.
And this was open world, and it was like a really kind of like revolutionary way of doing a driving game.
But they've never really followed it up, did they? Or did it do an Assassin's Creed Prince of Persia thing and they just sort of.
They kind of did.
Is there one that took over?
I don't think that was a problem at that point. I think people really like that you could just drive up and you sort of have to stop, that you brake and beep your horn or something, and then it starts. Very Test Drive Unlimited era of people wanting a big open world where just stuff happens all the time in your car. That's going to score well. And it is very good.
It's still great.
Yeah, the remake is pretty fucking good, isn't it? Right, that's round four. So what's your... You're going to be second this time, aren't you? Am I first?
Yes.
You're first,
right.
Yeah.
I am going to go for... Ninja Gaiden 2.
Good choice. I think it's one that I would want to pick, but I'm a bit scared of it.
It's one I desperately want to play, but I'm a bit scared of it. I love the first Ninja Gaiden on the original Xbox. I know for a fact... I don't. That's stupid. That sounds like I've cheated. I know that this will not score as well as the original Ninja Gaiden, because no, the consensus has never been that this was a better game. But I do remember it being very, very highly thought of, and looking at it at the time and thinking, oh, I'd love to play that game, but everyone keeps saying it's really hard. So...
it may be fun.
Yeah, I've gone a bit. I've gone a little bit Japanese action game at the moment, and I might regret that.
Not a series I've engaged with, but would probably quite enjoy.
The first game's excellent. Just really hard.
It's me now, isn't it? I was waiting for KDB.
No, it's but... you. It's you.
Prince of Persia 2008 is the one that the lady keeps saving him from
you
death.
You cannot die,
it?
Yeah.
Definitely not picking that.
Looks beautiful, though. Cel-shaded.
Does indeed. I feel like I'm so scared of this. I think this could be a mistake. But I feel like Geometry Wars 2 probably scored well.
Ah, just looking at that as well. That's going to have scored really well.
I think so.
Because everybody loved the first one. And I'm pretty sure the second one, you probably would get quite a few people to say, what could you make better about that? It probably had the looks, it had the gameplay, it had
such
the addictive
cool
nature, it had like... you know, it's like a Tetris style. They did it. They did it really, really well.
Is there any of those games on Game Pass? I really want to play Geometry Wars.
Me too. I think it might be. And if not, it'll be backwards compatible. Oh, it's so hard to buy games on the Xbox 360 store these days. I spent fucking hours the other day trying to figure out how to buy Soul Calibur 2 because it's backwards compatible. But it's also been delisted from sale. It's digital only.
I hate that.
Honestly, I got the Xbox 360 out. I plugged it all in. I had to fucking sort out how to get an app password. You know, you can't put your actual password on your Xbox 360 online anymore. You have to go onto the website and generate an app password because it can't do two-factor authentication.
For God's sake.
So to get past that, you have to... bollocks.
It's a ridiculous loophole. And like, okay, so you don't own it, but what's worse is when you own the stuff and it gets delisted and you can't download it. And there's at least two or three, but one that sticks out to me, it really pisses me off, is in 2014, 2015, they actually remastered Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and it was called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD. This is on the Xbox One.
Before, I think I've got that on Steam.
Before the one, you know, a couple of years ago, which is great. Mm-hmm. They already did it, and it was great. I played it, a buddy of mine and I played it for hours, like 100%ed it, I think, like drinking into the night over the course of that week.
That was
a
summer arcade one, wasn't it?
I think so. But anyway, so I bought that, and I own it, but it's delisted, and I can't re-download it. And to me, that just feels...
oh.
It just pisses me off that that's allowed. Like, how's that not against the law? And yeah. I know it's like, oh, well, you never own it. It's always a license. But it's just bullshit.
No, I agree with you.
It's utter bullshit.
Yep.
And that one, bullshit. Yeah, always kind of gets my goat, that one.
I actually heard something about Knockout City. They've set up like a... they've like kept the game alive, and you can have like private servers for it or something. They've got like... for you to have a private server and...
so you can still play with your friends from time to
time
if you want.
And everyone apparently went like crazy for how like revolutionary, which is pathetic, that it was, that this is a live service game that's no longer being supported and the servers have gone, but they're letting you still access it and play it online privately with your mates. Pretty cool. Because we had like a half,
good.
An evening of fun with that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Quite enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah. It's up to you, KDB. Last pick of round five.
Yeah. It's funny because there's like, I've got a few PS3 games on my list and I didn't have a PS3 at the time. I know I picked MGS4. But like I didn't play it until years later.
Yeah,
and I do have PS3 now. Either. So I think I'm going to go for another PS3 game. And I've got a couple to choose from. I'm going to go for Wipeout HD.
Oh, okay.
Wipeout HD.
Nice. Was that made by the now closed down Sony Liverpool, I believe?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I always forget they had a studio in Liverpool. It's not Psygnosis. No. They had nothing to do with it, did they? Were they the original one?
Psygnosis became Sony Liverpool.
Oh, there we go then. There we go.
I believe.
I've never been a fan of Wipeout, but that's because I died in the war F-Zero.
I think I like... I don't know. I think I hate play it. It's one of those games where I'm like, I should like
this. Rave?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's where they had it in raves, didn't they? The original.
So much to love about it. but it plays terribly, but I kind of enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just maybe it is a hint of nostalgia being, you know, from back in the PS1 days, it being a, one of the like three games that I had. So I had to play it. I had to hate play Wipeout. didn't have Gran Turismo. I had Wipeout.
Right. Oh, what round are we on now? We're on round 6. I went first then, didn't I? So I'm last.
I think it's me.
I kind of need people to take away games I don't really care for, so I don't pick them and feel bad about it if they get bad scores.
I might have one of those.
Can someone start doing that, please?
I'm going to go for... this is one I'm scared of. Persona 4.
Oh, that's the one I said I wasn't sure if it transferred over to the West yet in terms of how much people cared about games like
that. Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I didn't hear about it.
It's a fucking amazing game. So yeah. I think if people knew what it was... And, you know, it would have got crazy reviews. It's a PS2 game in 2008. So you've got that against it.
God.
We'll see. We will see.
And I know that Persona 4 Golden is the one that everyone, like, you know, bangs on about or whatever. That's the one that got remade or remastered. But on it, the scores, I think, should be pretty good for that.
It's getting interesting. I usually don't struggle for highlighted games. I've got one.
There's two on here. I can't believe you've not touched yet. Maybe even three.
There's two in here. I don't know KDB's taste intricately enough, but there's two in here that I felt fairly safe that you wouldn't pick, so I thought they might be relative bankers for late game.
Yeah, I'm kind of playing that game too.
I mean, I have like four left that I have any degree of confidence in, and it's even not that kind of, it's not a high level of confidence.
Getting that way myself.
It's going to be Spider-Man Web of Shadows, isn't it?
One of the most expensive Xbox 360 games in the world at the moment.
Yeah. Was it?
those two Spider-Man games, that and Shattered Dimensions, they go for crazy money. People have decided that they're all right now.
I wonder if they were going to make, obviously, a Spider-Man 4 game because for the movie, and then they just never did because the movie didn't come out, and then they ended up with those two games instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be onto something.
Let's go for... Guitar Hero World Tour.
Ooh, okay.
That is on my list.
Yeah, more slightly left field ones coming out now.
Ah, fuck. That one I'm going to pick if I really have to. I keep nearly saying words and then I just rip them back into my throat again. Like, I'm not saying it. Oh, people must have given it a good score. Call of Duty World at War. Just get it out of the way. Just get it done.
So the reason this at the time was one of my favorite Call of Duties, and I believe this is also the first Call of Duty that has zombies in it, and it was like zombies at its most simple, fantastic.
Yep. I played that in the last month with a friend of mine. We played it for hours because it's back compat.
I also think this is the game that killed World War II shooters, i.e. people were like, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But still a good game. Still bloody fantastic game. It's Call of Duty World at War.
Never prestiged a Call of Duty game more times than I did in World at War.
Oh, okay.
But you can't do that now because it is riddled.
Well, hopefully that changes soon and they get them all onto Game Pass and sort the servers out.
I would love that. I would really enjoy
it. It's got to be on their agenda, right? You don't fucking buy Call of Duty to not put them all on Game Pass, so...
Oh yeah, but just they have to get the cheating stuff fixed because it's unplayable.
Alex and I, what was it? Modern Warfare 2 you and I played.
Yeah.
And we jumped online for a moment and it's just
insane.
It's
an acid trip, man. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the disgusting point? Why do people do that?
It's 2024.
Achieving.
Yeah. Bizarre. We're into round 7. I am.
We are. I'm third.
So I'm second.
Is it me first? Yeah. I'm going to go for... I'm going to pick it. I'm going to pick the worst one of the franchise, Mario Kart Wii.
You should. We're all going to be disappointed we didn't do
it. I was there day one. I bought two of the steering wheels as well. Took it home. Oh, yes.
Amazing.
My girlfriend at the time, now wife, I should say. Obviously, she fell in love with me deeply in that moment when I brought home the two steering wheels.
Because you had two plastic steering wheels, yeah.
Yeah. And I think I used the steering wheels maybe twice and that was it.
Yeah, good. I was about to say,
never again.
I really hoped that the end of that story had a happy ending aside from your very happy yeah. marriage that you did never use those plastic steering wheels, because Christ almighty.
I am fucking disappointed that they substituted the Switch ones for this piece of shit, which is like a tiny, flimsy little thing. This is the one that come with the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which you're just like...
It's so small.
It's so that, fucking tiny. Wow. It's like a third of the size of the Wii steering wheels. It's pointless.
Yeah, that is utterly pointless. I always forget as well, like when you first start a new game of Mario Kart 8 on the Switch, the fact that they turn on all the baby stuff, like by
default. Oh, yeah,
that's mental.
Oh, so they yeah. do.
It'll get you for ages. You'll be playing it, you're like, why is it? Why yeah. am I so bad at this?
Yeah.
It doesn't make you better if you know what you're doing. Right, okay, so that's that gone. You boys are pushing me very...
It's actually a bit of a relief it's gone, to be honest, because it's been sitting staring at me for a while, this old Mario Kart Wii, so no, I just don't have to worry about it anymore.
You're going to push me towards nonsense shit again, and I'm not going to win again. You know what, fuck it, I'm going to go for one that I don't really care for or I have any interest in, but I think it's going to have scored well. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
I was eyeing it.
A game I would have been suckered into buying and then played it and was like, I don't like this, it's strategy or something, bye, and then traded it back in again. So you got to go with what you know, and I know that somebody somewhere told me this game was worth buying and it would have been somebody who reviewed it, so.
It's fair.
Is it the first one that's really fondly remembered?
I hope not. Just pick the other one.
Are you still listening to... I don't even know if the podcast still exists anymore because it's been like 15 years since I listened to it, but Rebel FM, and that was, they used to play that quite often, that and Diablo, whatever Diablo was out during that era.
Diablo 2, probably.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. This one feels like it's going to be in the 80s, but I'm going to pick it because I'm struggling. Fable 2.
Yeah! Why have you only just picked that? Why is it going to be in the 80s? I thought everyone fucking loved that game.
Cross it off my list.
Yeah, why have you? Yeah, I'm fascinated. Why have you left that till round 7? What is it bad?
I didn't think anyone would pick it. No, I think it's fantastic. Oh, I really like it. I think it's great. I don't know, this could be completely wrong, but I just in my head I've got it that Fable always scores in the 80s. So I was like, I don't think anyone else would
listen,
pick it.
You could be in and need of a few 80s with this list. So
I could be.
Okay, we're on to round 8. I am first. I am going to pick Professor Layton and the Lost Future.
You haven't had many Nintendo
Nintendo
games this time, Alex, have you?
No, well, you know what happened the last time I did something Nintendo related in this draft.
Is it a good Professor Layton? Can you remember, Alex?
It's the last good one.
The last good one. The last of the goods. Mm-hmm.
The first
trilogy. I played one last time I was down visiting you. Because there's Professor Layton games on mobile now, so and I realised I could get like a Play subscription or something for free. And I was like, oh, that'll do while I'm in Poland. And it was quite fun.
I think Professor Layton games are awesome. I love them.
They're really good.
I might have... I think I mentioned already on this show, but when I worked in game, when the one after that came out, so 2010, the DS game, so it's Professor Layton 3, maybe, in 2010, whatever it was, whatever Professor Layton that was, I worked a game for the launch and the queues out the door. I don't think I'd even heard of it.
Really?
I maybe heard of it peripherally, but the whole time I worked a game, that was the one where there were queues. It was inside a shopping center and boys, girls, men, women, children.
So what's the demographic?
It was everybody.
This is it. Commercially, these games killed it, but whether they did it critically, we'll find out, I guess. But my sister basically got a Professor Layton DS game for Christmas every year. And then she sold her DS and gave them all to me, baby.
Yeah.
The other one, I think, David, funnily enough, was Fable 3. That was another launch while I was at game that people were out the door for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's quite a quintessentially British RPG.
You could also be talking about Professor Layton as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure how... I don't know how that transfers across the pond. It'll either be sort of whimsically loved or it won't land because the humour's very British.
Mm. Interesting.
My pick, voiced by another British icon, Stephen Fry. I'm going to go Little
you
Big Planet.
You son of a bitch.
That's the other one I couldn't believe you hadn't picked.
That was literally, I was riding on, that was the, kind of everything was weighted on that being my last pick that I'm have any confidence in. And you've taken it. I really hope it's a 77. Oh my god,
I can't believe it. I think it's gonna
RIP
be...
pour one out for Media Molecule. I guess they've just shut them down, haven't
have they?
They
I reckon that's gonna have so. Crazy scores, man.
I
reckon Little Big Planet did really well. I just fucking hate it.
Kelsey, final pick of round eight.
Let's go for I've got a couple more here. Loco Roco 2.
Ooh.
Let's keep up my tradition.
PSP, right?
Yeah. PSP, the first PSP, one, PSP. I just jumped back to 2006. The first one got an 83. I'm very confident this was scored higher.
Kudos to you watching a UMD, by the way.
Oh, so, yeah. Celebrating yeah, the PSP anniversary.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I've got a few UMDs. Predator.
I had a Bret Hart, the Bret Hart documentary on UMD.
I borrowed a PSP during this era, and the only UMD I remember having was Series 1 of The Royal Family.
Fucking hell.
They fucking put everything on it, though. That's the thing. Like, yeah. Everybody, because yeah. Apparently it was really cheap to produce, and so all the studios just had these huge contracts with Sony. So everything basically was on UMD, old and new.
The Royal Family. Like 90% of the cast of that, if they were real people, would be disgusted to know they're on a PlayStation Portable. Or just confused, I guess.
I love the PSP, man. Said it before. Like, if you ever do a PSP retrospective on A Winner Is You, get me on, because I will talk about that.
We need you on, mate.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll carry it.
It got me through placement.
Right, we're on to round nine. There's only six games left.
There's a few games here I'm quite fond of.
Are there now?
I'm just not sure how well they scored.
I'm going to dare Kelsey to pick another PSP game before the end, because there's a big one here that he hasn't talked about.
I'm
I swear
down
it's going to be a big one.
Like my last two choices, I think.
There's three Bs here that I'm fond of. Not sure how many.
One of them's got two Bs in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was the sequel of that one that you liked.
I think
and we're talking in code.
They're both
we're
good.
Talking in David and Alex lore that nobody but me and David actually understand.
There's two C's that I've got in this list that I quite like.
Okay. I haven't got anything beginning with C.
One F.
All that. I've got one that begins with the number four.
Oh.
I'm not picking it.
I am going to go for... I'm going against my better judgment because I don't like the game very much. Or, no, it's not that I don't like it, sorry. I just think it's utterly 5 out of 10. Resistance 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Danger's my middle name. I'm going for another PSP, PSP game.
Do it.
Is this the one I was almost going to pick?
And surely there's only one pick at this point.
Yeah, God of War, Chains of Olympus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, don't let me down.
Maybe the one I was about to pick...
Do not let me
down. The one I was about to pick isn't a PSP game.
Oh,
then.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm sure the first, this is a sequel, I'm sure the first one was a PSP one at least.
I am going to go for, there's a couple of JRPGs here that I could go for, but I don't know anything about what their scores would be.
So one begin with a V,
because
I had that in my eye on that.
Yes. I don't trust, there's an indie game on here that I'm pretty sure was really big, but I'm not touching it. So I'm going to go for Saints Row 2.
Oh, good choice.
Great, I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, surely still on a high as well before it fell off.
The first game's just bang average, but the second one, I remember it is when it
I
really
I think the second
found
one's the one.
I think you're right.
The first one was like a serious GTA knockoff.
Yeah. It just might be a bit too crass for certain parts of the media. They might have just thought it was a bit naff. So it's probably winding up like 79 or something, but I had a great time in Saints Row 2 and online. That's it, round 10. We're into the last one.
Oh, God.
I am second.
My first.
The mode in I don't know which Saints Row game it was, but the one I remember playing online with my then flatmate so much was that it was like the insurance job.
Yeah,
you
brilliant.
Had to get yourself run over.
Yeah. So much fun.
Was that two? Yeah. Or was that one?
If it was in one, it might have been in one, but it definitely was in two.
Yeah. Cool game.
Very cool. Great soundtrack as well.
I am going to play with fire here.
Okay.
Oh, here he goes.
It's not SmackDown versus Raw. It is a sports game, and I'm going for FIFA 09.
Oh, oh shit! That was. I think that was the first really good one. Actually,
I feel they were on the up and up, and I feel this is where Pro Evo had really fallen off, and FIFA was good for a couple of years.
Yes, bang on.
You may be right.
Shit! Why did I look for FIFA? It's dumb.
So yeah, FIFA 09. Despite it being 2008, obviously it releases late in the year. Yeah.
Do I go for a really solid like 75? There's two. I reckon there's two solid. No, there's loads. I've got. How many have I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm trying to pick from here.
Too human. Do it.
Never.
Army of Two.
These are not on my list. This is wild.
Sean White snowboarding.
Nope. Still not.
Heath.
Nope. Yet. I've said half of the word now. Tales of Vesperia. That's what I'm going for.
Oh, he's gone. That's one of the Japanese ones that you were looking at, right?
Yeah. I really like it. It's great. Worth playing today. I played it on the Switch. It's excellent. But I don't know. It was on 360, and that's not the audience for it, so I don't know. I do not know. I think I've thrown away some really solid ones that I know would have got, like...
There is one I was surprised you didn't pick, which I'll mention in a minute, in case David's about to.
I'm trying to remember if Battlefield Bad Company had destructible environments, because I think if it did, that'll have done itself well. Bad Company 2 certainly did. I don't remember about the first one.
Surely.
I think Castle Crashers was pretty big.
Oh, you almost said what I thought you were going to pick. What I thought Alex was going to pick.
Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, I liked it, but I don't think it scored well. Same with Condemned 2.
Oh, yeah.
Far Cry 2, I don't
remember.
Oh,
I did not see Condemned.
Oh, shit.
Condemned 2
or Far
Cry 2.
Condemned 2
or
Far Cry.
No, yeah. I didn't see either of them.
I think Patapon 2 was the PSP one I thought you were going to pick.
It's so weird that you can go over the... You can go over this list 5 times and not see games like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am tossing up between Battlefield Bad Company, Castle Crashers, and Spelunky.
And not Castlevania Order of Ecclesia like KDB thought I was going to pick.
Too scared of Castlevania games. There's too many of
them. They're getting
lower
and lower
what
now.
They are.
I'm not touching them anymore. That
Isn't that a
list,
good one, though, Alex, on the DS?
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got lower and lower, I think, in terms of how people think about them.
Mm.
This was the last. That was the last DS one, that one.
Mm.
The well was not poisoned on this series yet, so I'm going to go Battlefield.
Yeah, I think that's a smart choice.
Okay.
But I'll be very interested to see how that fares against Far Cry 2, because I feel like Far Cry 2, again, got good scores, but I couldn't get on with it. It was too real.
It used to annoy me. I think it was Far Cry 2 that I... Was that the one where you've got malaria and you have to like randomly inject yourself? Yeah, so this one, it would like direct you to, you'd like be driving down a road and you'd, and like on the way to a mission, and the road to the mission would take you through like a bandit camp. You'd clear the bandit camp, go to the mission, and then on the way back, the bandit camp would be repopulated, and that just for some reason annoyed the life out of me. So
fair.
I stopped playing.
That's totally fair. Isn't that the one where you could basically burn the whole fucking place down by accident?
Was that one?
Yeah. You'd have to like bandage yourself and put like ethanol on your wounds and shit. Okay, so what?
This is going to be an interesting score.
Yeah, so the one that I was talking about that begins with the number 4 was 428 Shibuya Scramble.
There's no way I was getting that.
And I thought that you were going to pull that up. No, I'm going to see if that's got a review score on here. 85.
Fucking hell!
Alex, I just opened the Castlevania one and that's an 85 as well. But it's funny because I opened and I saw IGN gave it 9 out of 10, Nintendo World 9 out of 10, Nintendo Magazine 92, but then places like Edge gave it 6 out of 10. So it brought it right down on the Metacritic. Wish I'd picked that now.
Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look for that. One of the ones I was talking about that I thought would be like a solid high 70 was Star Wars The Force Unleashed, but I'll look at Banjo, Nuts and Bolts.
First. Shit, was that? That is like the... Always sits in my head as a B game. I guess it's not if it's a Star Wars
Nuts
game.
Nuts and Bolts has a 79. Force Unleashed has a 73, so I'm glad I left that
alone. Wow, okay.
What about Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway? I think that was maybe like 69, but I liked it.
76.
Okay.
I decided not to pick Mega Man 9, which got an 82. We also mentioned Valkyria Chronicles. Let's see what we missed out on there. 86. Oh.
I reckon Ratchet and Clank is probably in that range as well. Who would you
Which
think?
Which one?
Quest for Booty.
I also didn't. I remember I said there was an indie game I didn't want to pick. That was N Plus. That got an 83.
Oh shit! Yeah, I didn't know enough about that.
Quest for Booty 76. I think you did okay to leave yours off. Yeah. It's me that's dropping the fucking hot ones.
Sorry, just one more because I quite enjoy these. Three more. Soul Calibur 4. No one picked that, right?
No.
I feel like that's a good one, a good fighting game that people like. Or is that the one that's got Darth Vader and Yoda in it, depending on what version you bought for which console?
That was 5? 4 has an 85.
Shit. Sonic Unleashed people didn't like. No, is that right? Is that the one where he's a werewolf?
Yeah, yeah, I've got that.
60.
Oh my god.
And Spelunky,
ouch.
Please.
60, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck me. Spelunky, 87, mate.
Oh my god. That's going to be... I feel like... I'm just looking back over the list and I'm like, I'm sort of confident, but I feel like there's a few in here that are going to really bite us. And we're going to be begging for those 83s and 84s.
I can't believe some of the ones that I'm looking at my list now, I'm disgusted at some of the ones I've got in here instead of the scores I've just read out. Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. Okay. So let's do it. Yeah, everybody, go off and get yourself a beer. Come back. We'll go through the results. Now it's time for the results. I will go first because I'm doing the search in Street Fighter 4. On the Xbox 360, has a score of... I'm just going to make sure I got the highest one here. No, the PS3 one is even higher. 94.
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Strong start.
Yeah, boy.
I think it's all downhill from here.
Probably, mate. Probably. Let's have a look at Fallout 3. And I mean, I'm looking at all platforms, but surely the Xbox 360 one's the highest and not the PS3 one. Yes, it is. That is a 93.
I was going to say 91. 93. Okay, fair.
93.
Oh, I wish I'd good picked start. It first. But no.
Speaking of 93, we have Gears of War 2.
Booyakasha.
What a solid round one. I lead everybody by 1 point.
Tight.
Round two. Grand Theft
I can't wait
Auto
to see what Metal Gear Solid 4 gets.
I can.
Oh, son of a bitch. Grand Theft Auto 4. Fuck me. 98.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Come on.
Holy shit. Is that the highest ever? It has to be.
I think so.
Maybe.
Fucking hell. My word.
Is it a 98? Really?
It's a 98.
I mean,
holy shit.
Is it, though?
Oh, right, sorry. No, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a good game. 98.
Dead Space is the palindrome. No? Yes?
89.
Yeah, there we go.
Palindrome, yeah.
Yeah, the palindrome of GTA, 89.
Come on, Kojima, you prick.
Yeah, is that IGN4 going to be indicative of the rest of the world? Yeah. Kinda, 94.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah, it's not 94. This is a terrible game. but yeah, I'm glad it reviewed well in 2008.
That means there is a 5 point swing between everybody. 192 plays 187, and David with 182. 98. For fuck's sake, that is mental. Right, Braid 93, baby.
Oh my god.
And we're on to David's Left 4 Dead.
That's a 90, I reckon.
It is an 89 again.
Close.
I think this is okay. I'm not... I think this is okay.
We shouldn't be scoffing at 89s when we've got Saints Row 2 coming up and stuff like that. Super Smash Bros. Brawl is bumped by Nintendo, of course, to a 93.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Even I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
Who is in the video game industry this year? Absolute lunatics, yeah. A lot of them.
Nintendo Power gave it a 10 out of 10. Did anybody else give it a 10 out of 10? That's Big Games Radar gave it a 10 out of 10. 1UP gave it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, just fucking tens for ages. The more I keep scrolling, the less like I'm thinking I'm going to get past the tens. IGN 995.
Oh, this could be really close, guys. This might be one of the closest drafts in a while.
Yeah, this is wild, right? Devil May Cry 4. Am I coming crashing down?
Nah, it'll be 85.
How many red? Red
isn't
rubies?
That what I said at the time as well?
What was it?
Yeah, but it actually got an 84.
Okay. Solid.
I still think that's going to, when it all shakes out, I think 80s are going to be okay.
Yeah. It's the lowest scorer so far. Until Burnout Paradise. Don't be fucking silly. That got highest on Xbox 360, which is 88.
Well done.
Jesus. Captain 80s for me this week.
Mirror's Edge. Oh, Kelsey. Let's see. Ah, you've been saved somewhat by the PC score, which is two higher than everything else, and that gets you an 81. I thought you were going to be stuck in 70s
Jesus
for a second.
Christ. Saved? Not saved
it's
at all.
Harsh for that game.
You're only eight behind. I've got 369. Kelsey's eight behind with 361, but Dave is only two behind that with 359 as we get to round five. Yeah. And my pick was Ninja Gaiden 2, which scores... Ooh. Oh, it only came out on Xbox 360, didn't it? That's an 81.
Okay. I think as long as you're in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get a great score here for Geometry Wars 2. You did get an X. It's your second highest score so far with a 90.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll take
you
that.
Are 1 point behind me now.
Consistency. That's what I am.
Wipeout HD for Kelsey.
I'm going to say 84.
Is it controversial that I prefer Hydro Thunder to Wipeout games?
No.
No. As I said, I hate play them.
Because I feel like people don't remember Hydro Thunder, but everybody bangs on about Wipeout.
Wipeout HD gets you an 87.
Oh, higher than
which means you are one behind David. It's 450, 449, 448. Holy, you're right. This is the closest.
Come on.
Good God. Halfway through and with 2 points between all of us.
Are zombies going to save you here?
Yeah, round six. Call of Duty World at War.
Come on, zombies.
The highest score was on PS3, where it got 85, which is kind of what I was expecting, I think, around for that.
Yeah.
Persona 4.
This could do
unappreciated
me.
Or not.
Hipster bump.
Oh.
Ooh.
It has a 90.
Ooh. Wow. I'll take that.
Races
definitely
into a 4-point lead. Kelsey is chasing behind with Guitar Hero World Tour.
Oh, it's going to let me down,
score
isn't it?
Of...
I think this is a good Guitar Hero for most
it
people.
It is, but review
it scores highest. I think we said this before. Scores highest again on the Wii.
That's
with
it.
An 86.
Okay.
Which means you are now 1 point behind me, and wow. David is four ahead of me. 539 is the current leading score. Round seven, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Okay, so it does appear that the first game is the better of the two, as the sequel got an 82. Should have picked fucking Mega Man 9. At least I like that one.
You're going to go down in a ship of games you like.
Fable 2 on the Xboxing's 360s gets 89. Puts David 11 ahead of me now.
Wow.
Mario Kart Wii, Kelsey. I handed it to him on a plate. And he received it dutifully for a score of 82.
Ah.
So you're still a point behind me, but David is now 11/12 ahead. Yeah,
Captain 80s.
Yeah, just kept it solid. Didn't dip too low. I've got 98 and I'm not winning. Mental. Professor Layton and for fuck's sake, why do they call it different things in America? Professor Layton and the Unwound Future, as the Americans would call it, scores me 86.
It's your highest score for the last five games.
Oh, yeah, since Braid. Holy shit. David's pick for round eight was Little Big Planet.
Come on, Stephen Fry.
Fuck off, man. 95. I told you should have picked that earlier. That is mental.
Oh,
holy shit.
Oh, my God.
95.
David, you son of a bitch.
For my last two games... Discord is frozen when Alex is gone, and it gets, and then Discord freezes, and I see it pop up on my screen before I see it.
The same happened to me. Yeah. Oh my God. I was ready to pick Little Big Planet. I can't believe that. That's got to have won it for David,
that is mad.
I think.
Yeah, surely.
Oh, unless I've shat the bed with Resistance and Battlefield. Mm.
Loco Roco 2, which apparently is one word.
What?
Scores 85.
Yay.
So you are two behind me, but we are way behind.
I think
David
God of
now.
War Chains of Olympus is going to let you down, KDB. I think people were sick of it. I don't think people liked it.
I'll tell you what's probably going to let me down is Saints Row 2. Ah, you motherfucker. It has done. Hang on. View all platforms. Oh, the PS3 gives me a bump of 1 to 82.
I'm surprised by
Don't
that.
Don't just pick Castlevania, Alex. What's wrong with you?
You should have.
I've been thinking about this all fucking day and how I desperately need a win back and fucked it. Resistance 2 for David has not let him down. It has got him an 87. Way
Jeez,
more
that is
than
not
I
an
thought.
87 of a game. That's a 7 out of 10 at best, that game.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping. It's higher than the original. God of War, Chains of Olympus, the final pick of the penultimate round.
Huge part of the collection, wasn't it, this game? That God of War collection they did on PS3, was this one of those?
I'm gonna fucking come last here, lads. 91.
Holy shit!
Fuck!
Come on. Thank you, Kratos.
You are 18 behind David.
Oh,
FIFA 09, you know.
This is tight.
Oh, what am I doing? Right, Tales of Vesperia. Oh, for fuck's sake.
What have you
79.
Done?
What was I doing?
Oh.
Is that the lowest?
God,
that's
damn
the
it.
Lowest of the day.
Yeah.
That's such a big series as well. Like, I thought that would
yeah.
be...
It's a good game. I actually like it.
There are some inexplicable scores here.
Yes.
This year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Battlefield Bad Company, highest on the PS3 by one, is an 84.
Solid.
I think that's the win there.
I think that's David's.
It is the win because Kelsey is currently 102 behind. No, 100.
Well then, David, what do I need to beat you, Alex? 79. I need 82, right?
72.
72? Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Come on, FIFA.
Oh, there's so many fucking
scores.
This
probably came out on every single platform, including handhelds.
Yeah, yeah.
Highest one, please.
Yes. Highest one is joint PS3 and Xbox 360. It's 87.
Oh, 87? That's
good score.
That's even higher than I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
If you'd asked me coming into this, I would have thought it was FIFA 10 was the one that was the triumphant returner.
We'll have to find out next
Little
time around.
Big Planet, you son of a bitch,
man. I ain't fucking. I'm picking Little Big Planet 2 for my first choice next time. Jesus Christ. 95.
Wow. Congratulations again, David.
Yeah, that's unreal, man.
Thank you.
894, which is.
Surprised by that. I was not even lying when I thought I was going to struggle with this one.
Is that his highest?
Third highest score ever. He's had a couple of 900s. I know he's not listening to this. So I'm just going to say my friend Chris does live sound. For local bands, and he's a fucking piece of shit because I asked him to go see this band and he said he couldn't go, and he then did sound for it, so I could have got him for free for the 900, which is the band that plays all the songs from the Tony Hawk soundtrack.
Yeah,
he fucking was there doing their sound for him and he didn't even tell me.
What a sneaky little rat.
I'm gonna just play him this clip and be like, you're a fucking asshole, Chris. He knows
they pop up on my like Instagram reels or something.
Yeah.
Their clips go viral.
David's highest score is 901. The highest score still is me in the very first game with 907.
Whoa.
And then I got a 903. It's the two highest scores there. But I've just been on an absolute shitter in the last like 3 or 4 years. I've had an 847, an 839, and then this time an 864. I need to update the league table, but
I'll take the second place. I need a few seconds.
Oh, I'm liking this game ranking that you've done. I've just seen that for the first time. If you ranked every game we've ever picked,
yeah,
you wow. legend. I want to know who picked what though on this. So like the worst game.
Fucking GTA 4 is going to the
top. Worst game ever picked.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
Devil May Cry 2 and a 68.
Oh my God.
Who picked that? Was that me?
Kelsey.
That was me.
Kelsey.
And Mario Party 4 was you, was yeah. So it was Settlers, and
yeah,
I had Black and White.
Black and White 2 looks like a.
No,
me.
That was me. Oh,
was
that
it?
Was me, yeah.
Was
yeah.
it? That looks like a David game all
so
over.
Was
Yakuza must have been
it
you,
was
it?
Yeah. Of course it was. And somebody, 13 was me as well, I think. So I do some, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting all the stinkers at the bottom. Harvest Moon. Who the Smack fuck picked that?
That was you. That would be me. I did Harvest Moon.
Brilliant. So David, you, I'll do the proper points later. You're now on 20 points. I am on 15 and Kelsey is on 13 in the league table.
It's okay. As I say, it's a marathon. Plenty of years to go.
We've got many more years to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I am sliding down the table. You can easily overtake me next time, Kelsey. If you get a win and I come last, you'll be second.
Need a win. 2009. I'm trying to think ahead.
Oh, don't worry. As soon as we finish this call, I'll be straight looking at the list and, like, you know, swearing at myself in the mirror and, like, you know, it'll be one of those scenes where I'm just, like, looking upset, head in hands.
I'm trying to name a game from 2009. And I actually cannot. Call of Duty.
Off the top of your head. Well, there's it. Yeah, maybe Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2, yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 would have been
FIFA 10, as we said.
Think of.
Yeah, I can't. 2000. Oh, Batman Arkham Asylum. There's one, because we just did it on this very podcast.
Okay, yeah, I've had a quick peek. There's a few, but ginormous, yeah.
Oh, there's the start. Oh, okay. I'm getting excited for some of these. And Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare
Alex, 2 confirmed. Alex has put FIFA 10 on his list.
I'm just trying to see if Little Big Planet 2 is on it. Oh, we've got shit like Angry Birds kicking in 2009. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. I guess we need to consider iOS mobile games.
Yeah.
We must be well into that by now. That game made on the Unreal Engine.
Infinity Blade?
By Chair. Infinity Blade, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That must be out by now.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure I played that on the train to college.
You told me about that. I bought that game because you told me it was good.
There's a couple of games we used to play, sort of mess about. That was sort of started paying attention to mobile games. I wish I could remember, and I wish I still had that game. It was like a block, like sort of Tetris light.
Stop talking.
And it had amazing
Isaac
music.
Isaac Corp.
That's it. Best music on any phone game that I can think of.
There,
I might put that as the outro music if I can find it.
Yeah.
There was also some really shitty iOS versions of Resident Evil 4 and Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah!
So, because I didn't have a PS3, the only MGS4 version I played was the iOS version, which is obviously nothing like the console game. It's more like a sort of over-the-shoulder shooter. But I remember playing that on my iPhone in 2009, I guess, or 8.
Hmm. When did Doom RPG start? There's like a Doom game on
phones. I've always wanted to play that.
I wonder if it's still about.
I think it is, but it's probably on PC.
KDB, what else have you been playing, actually? I'm interested. No, are you moved wholesale on to South Park?
But I want to shout out Alone in the Dark, which I've been tweeting about.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Talked about it on my other podcast.
That
has
had
as well.
All over the place reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and we had that planned for our Halloween, and I took it off because I thought we weren't probably going to go for it, but you may have put it back into contention.
Yeah, absolutely play it. Like, the reviews are mixed, and it's not like everybody's saying everybody's slating it. I talked about it the other day, just some of the reviews, man, were... I don't know. I messaged David about it as well, just the comments about the game being marked down because it has puzzles that you have to read files to find the solutions for is literally a point made in a review that marked it down. I can't let it go because it's just so stupid to make a comment like that. And I played it. It's a AA game. So put your expectations there. But you've just played RoboCop, right? Which is perfectly fun and enjoyable as a AA game. Mm-hmm. Alone in the Dark is... I've on my third playthrough, playing with the director's commentary now, which is also really cool.
Oh, shit.
Like you go through and activate the little things to get the commentary as you go. I'm on my third playthrough. It's like Resident Evil 2 Remake and Alan Wake 2, but with less combat and slightly less production value. But superb atmosphere, really cool, interesting story. If you have even a slight interest in horror games, play it. Don't expect, the biggest AAA thing, but it's not £70. I think it's £40 to buy, so...
Yeah, it's not.
Um, yeah, I, as a long-time horror fan, Resident Evil fan, can't recommend it enough. It literally has, like in the blurb of the game, it says a love letter to the 90s survival horror. And that's exactly what it is. And the game has two modes to play in. It has an old school mode and a modern mode. And the modern mode does things like highlights the solutions for you and stuff. Whereas the old school mode doesn't. You actually have to listen to the people's talk and have to read the files.
Yeah, it's quite tough, apparently.
Yeah, all the files are voice acted as well. So if you don't want to read them, you can just press play and it reads them. They're performed to you. So, yeah, these people complaining that it's too hard. I got stuck once and it wasn't on really a puzzle that I had to read a file for. It was like a visual thing where you got to move stuff around on the screen. And I just struggled with that, but it didn't destroy my enjoyment of it. So yeah, I need to finish my third playthrough because there's a few achievements I've got to get. But yeah, I've been banging on about Alone in the Dark to everybody because yeah, just don't fall for the shitty reviews. It's perfectly fine, acceptable, enjoyable horror game.
Do you have the version of the game that lets you play with the old sprites? Because that's really funny.
I do. So another note is I was going to buy it the physical. Nowhere near me had it in stock. Game didn't have it in stock. Argos didn't have it in stock because I usually get my games from Argos as well. They're usually quite good around here. Amazon, I cancelled my Amazon Prime, so I no longer have fast delivery. I couldn't be bothered to wait, so I got a digital version and I got a cheap digital deluxe version on CD Keys. So I got the old skins and the director's commentary for like less than the price of the standard digital version. So I was quite pleased with that.
I just fucking love that guy's moustache in the original version. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. Really, really loving Alone in the Dark. Like, yeah, it's not changing my life, but I've enjoyed it so much that it's made me want to like soak up some of the old games and go back and look at retrospectives and see how the series has evolved and stuff like that. Yeah, the guy who, I can't remember the guy's name, the guy who created Alone in the Dark is involved with the new one as well. So it's not like completely detached from him. And I'm not like a hardcore fan of the series or anything, but yeah, I've had more than my money's worth and couldn't recommend it enough if you have even a slight interest in horror. So add it back to your Halloween playlist for later in the year.
Alex, have you been messing about with anything that we haven't been speaking about? Have you played any Dave the Diver?
I have played some Dave the Diver, yes. Yeah, it's a bit of a slow starter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Becomes almost a completely different game at some point. It's bloody weird. It is an odd game, but I kind of like it now. I've gone up 180 on it. It's definitely a sort of chill game. Like I've been playing it and thoroughly enjoying it, but I've rarely been sitting listening to the game, if that makes sense.
I can't be bothered to read a lot of the text in it. It's very inconsequential.
I've been sort of had a podcast on or something while I've been playing it and having a great old time with it. But it's like, this isn't a spoiler, but like one of the thing that's strange, because like the game totally changes. And it starts off, there's like an aspect to the game where you've got to be like a sushi
waiter,
shop manager. Yeah. By the point I'm at, I basically just pick my menu and everybody does it for me. I just stand and watch this absolute carnage unfold of people flying about serving things.
Sounds quite
and
fun.
I do the odd bit of like grating wasabi every couple minutes or something like that.
I'm quite good at pouring the green tea at the moment. I'm pretty good at nailing that perfectly.
Oh, you've nailed that.
I kept fucking up swimming because I accidentally went in an escape pod once right at the beginning. Thought, what's this thing over here? And it took me to the end of the session. I was gutted. Other than that, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake because I have it. I had it for free on PS Plus, and I was excited for how much better the second part is supposed to be.
Is it worth me? Am I going to like it?
At the moment, I don't like it as much as the original. It's
right. Okay.
The combat in it is really good, but it's sort of had a really excellent start. The demo is really good. I think if you play the demo, which I think should be still available, you'd know if you like it or not from that. They do a really cool way of like, they have like real time combat by pressing the square button.
I might have PS Plus. I don't know. I can't remember.
Mine's just about to run out anymore. Actually, thinking about it. Yeah, because they for a while, basically, I think it was, you got it on PS Plus for PS4, and then they brought out the PS5 version, and you were not able in any way whatsoever to get the PS5 version. If you already had the PS Plus version on PS4, they just wouldn't let you buy it.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then they gave you it on PS Plus. But even then, I can't buy, if I wanted to, I couldn't buy the one where they added in loads of extra stuff. I can't remember what that was called now. It had an extra subtitle to it. So the combat, yeah, you press like square, and it'll do like sword attacks and things like that. You've got a dodge button as well with circle, but you also have this active time battle meter that gradually goes up as the original game did, and then you press X and then the game basically like freezes, and then you do things like your magic or your healing or your summons and stuff like that. So the combat's a really cool mix of like modern action RPG and old school turn-based. It's really well done, but it's very quickly devolved into go over here and like there's a fucking really low level enemy in this warehouse in a really boring sand area. Go over there and kill it and come back and you'll get a bit of money, or go collect 10 of these. There's one where you have to chase cats. None of that's in the original. The original obviously is massive, but it like shoved you to stuff that was interesting constantly from one thing to the next, you know, cross-dressing to get into a women-only bar or whatever. I didn't make that up. That's actually in the game. You have to dress Cloud up as a woman and get him to go to, like...
Excellent.
To go and try and be seduced by this, like, evil gang leader who then finds out you're a guy. It's fucking mental. Anyway, this game does not do that. It very much devolves into modern JRPG grind, and I was not pleased to see it do that. I hope it then pulls its way out of it. I did eventually then get into a bike race where it's basically Road Rash, so maybe it's picking up again.
Excellent.
I was hitting people and stuff on a bike, so yeah, maybe it's picked up again. But
I've still never played a Final Fantasy game. The one I'm going to play 16 at some point when they release it on PC, and I've got an interest in trying the OG7. I might try that one day.
I would play through that again. I don't think I could finish it because there's way too much effort to finish it, but I'd play a few discs with you for a pod.
I'm sure Square Enix had a sale on Steam. I wonder if I've missed it. Let me have a quick check.
You can get it on Xbox as well, Final Fantasy VII.
Can you? Yeah. Okay, maybe that's the OG one just seems like a good Steam Deck game.
Totally,
good shout.
A great place to play that.
If actually, you know what, I would probably play it handheld as well if we played it again. 16 is definitely worse than 7 has been so far for its bullshit side quests of collecting leaves and bullshit for a soup or whatever it is, but I don't hate it.
I suppose that brings us to the end of the podcast. Very much enjoy catching up on what other people's playing. I don't really have an outlet for that in podcasting.
Yeah.
So I guess that brings us to the end of another episode of the A Winner Is You podcast. If you like what you heard, and even if you didn't, why not give our numbers a bump by subscribing to us on your podcast feed of choice? Or if you prefer to consume your podcast in a visual format, you can head on over to YouTube and search A Winner Is You podcast, where you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. If the podcast isn't enough for you, you can also follow her website, formerly known as Twitter, at Winner Is You Pod, and you can even send us an email to tell us how wrong we are about our gaming. I don't check it very often, and movie opinions by writing to awinnersyoupod@gmail.com. Alex and I also have not Twitter, at David Smiley and at SuperThrillix. KDB has Twitter for the moment, K_D_B, is that correct? And we also have TikTok, so head on over there and search our Winners You Pod if you wish. KDB, what of your many thousands of podcasts are you working on at the moment?
We've had you recorded on here multiple times say you do too many podcasts, and you've released at least two since you first said that.
What I do need to caveat is that, like, the Starfield podcast is... I'm on that, but that's Eric's podcast. I've said, yeah, I'll take part in that.
Okay.
And then I started my other Sunday one, The Game in Aroma, because like David just said, he doesn't have an outlet to just sort of talk about what you're playing and do stuff. And because I'm so sick of Twitter and putting your opinions on Twitter is just pointless, I was like, I just want a place to just vent and talk. So I started another one, and the caveat is, it's so lo-fi and just minimal effort that I just do it on a Sunday morning when I'm not doing anything anyway. I do have lots of podcasts.
I saw a Faz pod pop up. Were you on the most recent one of those?
The what, sorry?
First Aid Spray.
What was the most recent one we did? Did a Resident Evil 5 one and something else, but I wasn't on either of that. No, I was on the we did animated adaptation ideas for Resident Evil animated series. That's out now. That's just come out. And then there was another, an Albert Wesker profile, which I wasn't on. But yes, I'll be on, I pop on from time to time, come and follow First Aid Spray. And yeah, like David said on Twitter, everything I do, I always just share on there anyway. So, but yes, there'll be another Gaming Aroma podcast this Sunday. And Gears Intel, for anybody that listens to this, I know there's a couple of people that listen to you guys that do listen to Gears Intel. We are going to move on to Gears Tactics. I just need to give you both a deadline to play it by, and that will be our next big game we're covering for that. Alex and I did 50 Cent Blood on the Sand, which was good fun. So in the meantime, you can go and listen to that if you haven't already.
I've played like 90% of Gears Tactics, so it'll be good to go back to that.
We will.
Before we move on too far, just on the subject of Twitter, Chris String, who is the... I think he
pops up on a podcast.
Yeah,
he runs Games Industry Biz. Yeah.
That's went to my secondary school, and he's friends with my friend Simon. They were friends like since they grew up. He was tweeting about TimeSplitters. He did an article about TimeSplitters today, where he interviewed one of the guys who was working on the remake. And I responded to that by saying that I was really upset, and I used to whip Simon's ass at it. And that tweet was liked by David Doak, aka Dr. Doak from GoldenEye, a man who we've all shot in the face many a time, has liked one of my tweets. I was buzzing. So, sorry.
What a hero.
My little touch you with peaked. Fame today. David Doak, what a hero.
Oh, Chris String went viral as well because he mentioned he was at GDC or something, and a developer said, oh yeah, we don't know why we bothered doing an Xbox game. We need to put all the focus on PC and PS5. And outlets have run with that and said, publishers are giving up on Xbox.
Oh, is that where that story's come from, is it?
Yeah. So, I saw him getting a lot of abuse because of that. Good old Twitter.
Next up, we have Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, boy.
No fucking way. We're doing that on First Aid Spray as well at the moment.
Ha! Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. That's let's cross promote.
Absolutely crazy. We were supposed to actually
cross the streams.
It was supposed to come out at the end of last year, but we all got tied up with other stuff. So I have to now. I'm revisiting it again. And because I was playing
revisiting
it,
playing it
OG on the PS2 on my CRT as well. And
nice.
Having a great time. But we've circled back to it, and we're doing
is that
it
just
as well.
Metal Gear 2.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to be out. Probably next month, but yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we'll show some love.
Yeah.
Show it back. But yeah, I'll be playing it from the I've got the Legacy collection on PS3, which has got like everything and a little art book in it.
Yeah. Nice.
Not just 2 and 3, but it's got all of them, so I'll be playing it that. But I did buy Substance on the Xbox as well from CX for a fiver just because dunno.
Mine got posted today, so we can
I didn't realise that all the HD remakes are Substance, so I thought, well, I better get that Xbox one because that Xbox one's different without realising that I've got that one already. And then they ported that one back to the PS2 after it was on Xbox as well, didn't they? But you've got the original, have you, Kelsey?
I've got the original, yes.
Just Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty, yeah.
Nice.
I wonder if I've got that on PS2. I'm not sure if I do. I could actually... I don't have a CRT to hook it up to.
Get one, man. You can get one pretty cheap. You don't need a massive one. A CRT.
What, a CRT?
Yeah.
But where reliably can you get one from?
Facebook Marketplace. That's where I got mine from.
There's never any round here. I keep looking all the time.
My CRT has to be on. When you first turn it on, for the first 20 minutes, it's green. And then it warms up and then the colour comes in. So I need a better one, but it does the job.
Yeah, I'm desperate for a CRT. I don't even care if it's small anymore. I just want one that I can play light gun games.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong is not enough.
Yes.
But there's never any on Marketplace.
Same as usual. I can't believe that light gun games aren't a thing on the Switch.
Well, they are, but they just have crosshairs, don't they? Like on the Wii. But there is a gun called Sinden that apparently you have to fuck about with a lot. But does work on an LCD TV on emulated games on PC, but it's £90 and I don't know if I want to take that much of a gamble.
Mm.
My copy of Metal Gear Solid 2 has a DVD with it.
Yeah,
I might go
watch
that tonight.
The making of. Watch it. It's good. That's the one I've got.
David's doing notes for that one then.
Yeah. They don't do that enough. They used to do that more. You know, that's like that. Obviously, Kojima wants the special features thing, like movies were doing at the time. Like again, like of when course. I opened the South Park case today, and it's just empty. It's a part of me dies every time.
Yeah, that's
And yeah, we need more special features. That's why I like the commentary thing on Alone in the Dark. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's like three people that made the game: the director, like the art designer. Every room you go into, they're talking about the design of the room, the characters and stuff like that. So we need more of that shit.
Yeah, I'm so buzzing for Metal Gear 2. And then after that, we're playing. Do you want to say what we're doing after that, David? Or do you want to keep it a secret?
Halo Combat
there
Evolved.
He's done it. He said it. It's out there.
Big game. Two big games in a row.
Good month ahead of us. And on that bombshell, I've been David. He has been Alex. And he has also been Kelsey. And I'm out.
We would never have stopped talking if you didn't say that there. Yeah. Keep gaming.